I'm Clyde Lewis, and you're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. If you'd like to hear the podcast in its entirety, sign up at aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The number is to call tonight, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. Many people realize that the corporate media is feeding them vacuous, dishonest information. Consequently, people are hungering for independent media. Arguably, a key to maintaining independence in media is rejecting reliance on big money sources, and thus, it makes it tough for a lot of us. And so, we make do with what little we have, and that's why we ask you to subscribe to Aftermath.media. Aftermath.media keeps this show on the air, keeps us thriving, and also when you support our sponsors, that also keeps us on the air as well. There are moments, I mean, we like to pursue news freely. We like to be able to get the information out to you without having any kind of, you know, corporate shutdown or telling us that we can't report on certain things. Because there are moments when stories provoke consternation. And this has less to do with factual inaccuracies. It's just news organizations that call themselves real news are cause for concern because, well, it's hard to find real news, find news that people want to hear, and sometimes it's indistinguishable from the mainstream. It's indistinguishable from corporate media. And so we have all kinds of, I guess you could call them, monopolies on media, and sometimes it's hard to understand and get the right faces, the right voices, the right personality, because that is critical to the perception of the news. It's critical to get the right people to say the right things or to get the right people on the screen that are, you know, that look good, right? But on the radio, it doesn't matter what you look like. It only matters what you say. And when you don't have corporate media backing you up, you can say pretty much whatever you feel. And that's where freedom of the press comes in. That's where the Constitution says that there is freedom of the press. And lately, I've kind of been talking around the subject, or if not coming right out and saying it, we're witnessing the overall attacks of independent journalists. And I really have gone into detail about Julian Assange. I talked about, you know, other journalists that we, you know, Navalny and others, we were all like talking about. And the hypocrisy of what's going on here. Well, in the process of talking about these journalists that give their lives or give their livelihoods for the cause, I was kind of hinting around the idea of a guy that his name's Steve Baker. And he works with The Blaze. That's Glenn Beck's network. And he's facing jail time because apparently he supported 100% the riots on January 6th. As Steve Baker entered the Capitol on January 6th, licensed his footage to media outlets, and he now has been arrested on misdemeanor capital attack charges after turning himself into federal authorities in Texas. Now, Baker is a musician. He's in a David Bowie tribute band. He's a libertarian. He's a libertarian writer. He was a frequent presence at the federal courthouse in Washington during the Oath Keepers seditious conspiracy trial on and there were other January 6th cases where he was there. But now Baker faces the same four standard misdemeanors as many lower-level Capitol riot defendants. Now, a copy of the FBI affidavit provided by NBC News by defense attorney William Shipley indicates that federal prosecutors will focus on comments from Baker that show he was sympathetic to those who participated in the Capitol incident and referred to Nancy Pelosi as a bitch. After talking about those raiding the former House Speaker's office, he said something to the effect, "I regret that I didn't steal government property during the attack." So he said a lot of things. I mean, while he was on camera, he said things like, "Look out your windows, bitches. Here's what's coming." Allegedly, he said this as he was approaching the Capitol on January 6th. they got Pelosi's office, and you know it couldn't happen to a better deserving. You know, it's just Baker said a lot of things in the video, or allegedly said a lot of things after the attack, according to the FBI affidavit. The only thing I regret, he said, that I didn't like steal their computers because God knows what I could have found on their computers if I'd done that. That's according to the affidavit the FBI is submitting. And Baker also had said that he approves 100% of what happened that day. So video footage previously posted by Baker shows him approaching two officers inside the Capitol and asking them if they were going to use their weapons on protesters. He kept saying, "You're going to use these on us? And are you really going to use that on us?" And he later asked the same question of two other officers in the aftermath of the shooting of Ashley Babbitt. And that's on video. So after witnessing first responders trying to save the life of Babbitt, a January 6th rioter shot as she, of course, jumped through a broken window, Baker said he may have just seen the true first shot in this war. He called it a war. 2 days after January 6th, Baker wrote that he was headed to Washington not because he thought a crowd of any size is going to force government into a real investigation of the election results, but because the powers that be on all sides of the political equation need to see we, the people, enforce, letting them know that we are watching. We're not going to lay down to any level of tyranny, whether it comes from the right or the left, the Democrats or the GOP. That's what Baker wrote, adding that he was hoping to document on video anything special that might happen and perhaps get a few interviews from a variety of voices. So I guess what I'm doing here is I'm trying to get you to determine for yourself if a reporter like Baker deserves his arrest for his thoughts, his documentation of what he's now, you know, what has become now a highly charged event that seems to be a sacred moment for the left for some reason, because they see it as proof that there are just 50% of the Americans out there who are hostile, belligerent combatants. So here we are in a time where we often see persecution for thought, crime, and speech. It always seems to follow journalists and talk show hosts. And they are considered belligerent combatants by the government. All because of what they say. All because of the opinions they form. Sometimes it's difficult to get the truth out there because of the persecution that goes on with these journalists and people in power, powerful places, like in front of a microphone on a radio network being broadcast all over the country. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. 0860. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. You just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. If you'd like to hear previous shows along with having access to our online library and social media platform, sign up now at aftermath.media. It's only $10 a month, and there's also yearly specials to fit your budget. Again, go to aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and thank you for supporting Ground Zero.